All right, so get this. We've got a Christian rapper who's also a YouTube star, tackling things like social justice and mental health, all while making faith relevant to young people today.
Wow.
That's Roseline KD. And you've sent over a ton of articles and notes about his work.
Yeah.
It seems like he's really making waves.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's not just making music. He's really built a whole community online. He's even using his platform for something called apologetics, essentially defending and explaining Christian beliefs.
Hmm.
But in this digital age.
Okay, apologetics, that's a new one for me.
Yeah.
So he's not just rapping about faith, he's actually debating it.
Right.
I'm curious, what does that even look like on YouTube?
Well, it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. He's taking those complex theological ideas that can be tough to grasp and breaking them down in a way that makes sense for people who might be skeptical or new to faith.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's through these really in-depth conversations with other Christian thinkers. Other times it's him reacting to something in the news or pop culture and showing how faith applies to it.
So meeting people where they are, right on YouTube.
Right.
Talking about things they're already thinking about.
Exactly.
But before we get too deep into all that.
Sure.
Let's rewind a bit. What shaped this guy?
Okay.
Where did Roseline KD even come from?
Well, his background is a real melting pot. He was raised in a multicultural environment with strong Christian faith in his family, but also exposed to all these different forms of art. You can really see that blend in his style.
Okay, so that explains why his music isn't just straight up hip hop.
Right.
I've heard some rock influences in there too.
Yeah.
Is that part of what makes him stand out in the Christian music scene?
It's definitely part of it. He's not afraid to blend genres.
Right.
But what's really interesting is how he tackles these big cultural topics, things like mental health identity, even social justice, but always from that Christian perspective. Those aren't exactly easy topics to weave into music.
No kidding. And you said he's simplifying complex theology, making it accessible to a younger audience.
Yeah.
How does he actually do that? What are some examples?
Well, I'll take mental health, for instance. We've got some notes here about his lyrics.
Yeah.
And he actually talks about his own experiences with anxiety, that vulnerability.
Mm.
Admitting he struggled too makes him so relatable.
Yeah.
Especially for young people who might feel alone in dealing with those things. He's not just preaching at them. He's right there with them.
That's powerful stuff. It's one thing to talk about faith in abstract terms, but it's a whole different ball game when you're getting real and personal.
Exactly. And you can see how it resonates.
Yeah.
The notes you sent over include feedback from his fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying his music is actually impacting their faith, helping them deal with their own struggles.
So it's not just catchy tunes. There's real depth here.
Right.
We've got a couple of song titles here, Praying Hands and For the Youth. Do those dive into these topics too?
They do. Praying Hands seems to be about finding strength through faith, even when things are tough.
Mm.
And For the Youth, from what I've gathered, that one's like an anthem addressing the hopes and fears of young people today, encouraging them to find their purpose.
Okay, so there's definitely a message here that's resonating. But before we analyze the lyrics further, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, the whole YouTube apologetics thing.
Right.
You said he hosts these theological debates. I'm having trouble picturing that.
Yeah.
What's the format?
It's not always a formal debate. Sometimes it's more conversational.
Okay.
But he brings on some pretty prominent Christian thinkers, people you might not expect to see on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
They're not shying away from tough questions, and that's what's so engaging about it.
Yeah.
They're encouraging viewers to think critically about their faith, not just accept things blindly.
That's pretty different from the fire and brimstone preaching some people might associate with Christianity. It's interesting that he's attracting this younger, digitally savvy audience with these deeper discussions.
Yeah, and it's not just those planned discussions. He's really good at connecting current events to faith. Like, there was that whole controversy about that comedian who made some jokes that a lot of people found offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Ruslan did a whole video about it, talking about the line between free speech and respecting different beliefs.
Wow. So he's wading into some tricky territory there. I guess it's not all feel-good music and uplifting messages. That makes me wonder, what kind of pushback does he get? You mentioned apologetics can involve defending Christian beliefs. Is he getting into, like, online arguments?
Well, he definitely gets his fair share of criticism, especially from people who think he's not Christian enough.
Mm.
Or that he's watering down his message to appeal to a wider audience.
Oh, interesting. That makes sense. Especially in the Christian rap scene, there's always that tension between staying true to your beliefs and creating something that resonates with a broader audience.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just the music.
Oh, really?
There are people who scrutinize his lifestyle, the way he dresses, who he hangs out with. It's like being a Christian artist puts you under a microscope.
So how does he deal with all that? Does he respond to the haters or just ignore them?
From what I've gathered, he's actually pretty good at addressing the criticism head on. He doesn't shy away from tough questions, and he's often very open about his own struggles and doubts. It's like he's saying, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm just trying to figure this out like everyone else.
So real talk, no sugarcoating.
Yeah.
That's pretty refreshing, especially in a world where everyone seems obsessed with presenting this perfect image online.
Right. And it seems to be working for him that authenticity is a big part of why people are drawn to him. They see him as someone who's genuine, who gets it, and who's not afraid to be vulnerable.
I could see how that builds trust, especially with young people who are bombarded with all these filtered and curated images online. But let's dig a little deeper into this whole Christian rap scene thing. You said there are challenges specific to that genre.
Yeah.
What else is he up against?
Well, there's the whole debate about artistic freedom. Where do you draw the line between expressing yourself creatively and staying true to the message?
That's a tough one. I can imagine there are people who think Christian rap should stick to a certain formula, avoid certain themes or language.
Exactly. Some people criticize artists like Ruslan for incorporating elements of other genres like rock or pop into their music. They see it as straying too far from the traditional sound and message.
I guess it goes back to that question of authenticity. Are you being true to yourself as an artist, or are you just trying to chase trends and appeal to the masses? It's a tough tightrope to walk.
It is, and it's even more complicated when you add in the pressure of staying true to your faith. There's this whole idea of selling out that gets thrown around a lot. Like, if you achieve mainstream success, you must have compromised your beliefs somehow.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about the music itself. It's about how you navigate that success.
Mm.
Are you staying humble? Are you using your platform for good?
Right, and that can be incredibly difficult, especially when you're young and dealing with fame and all the temptations that come with it.
So how's Ruslan handling that aspect of things?
Well, based on the articles you've shared, it seems like he's very aware of these pitfalls. He talks a lot about the importance of staying grounded in his faith, surrounding himself with good people, and using his platform to make a positive impact.
So he's not letting this success go to his head?
It doesn't seem like it. In fact, he's been very open about his struggles with staying true to his values in the face of temptation. He talks about how easy it is to get caught up in the hype and lose sight of what really matters.
That takes a lot of courage to admit those weaknesses, especially when you're in the public eye. I guess it goes back to that whole authenticity thing again.
Absolutely. It's like he's saying, look, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying my best. And that resonates with people. It makes him relatable human. It shows that you don't have to have it all figured out to make a difference.
It's definitely a different approach than what you might expect from a Christian artist. It's more nuanced, more human.
Exactly. He's not just preaching at people. He's engaging in a conversation. He's asking questions, challenging assumptions, and encouraging people to think critically about their faith.
That's pretty cool. So we've talked a lot about the challenges he's facing, but what about his aspirations? Where does he see himself going from here?
Well, based on the articles, it seems like he has some pretty ambitious plans. He's talking about releasing new music, collaborating with other artists, even expanding his digital outreach to reach even more people.
That's quite a vision. But is it all just about spreading his message, or is there something more to it?
It seems like it goes deeper than that. He's talked about wanting to create a movement, a community of young people who are passionate about their faith and want to make a difference in the world.
So it's about building something that lasts.
Yeah, I think so. He's not just trying to be a successful rapper. He's trying to leave a legacy. And I think that's what sets him apart.
That's a powerful goal, but it's also a huge responsibility. Do you think he's up to the task?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? He's definitely got the talent, the drive, and the authenticity, and he's clearly connected with a lot of people already, but it's going to take a lot of hard work, dedication, and wisdom to build something that truly makes a lasting impact.
So a lot of potential, but also a lot of potential pitfalls.
Exactly, and I think that's what makes his story so compelling. It's not just a success story, it's a journey, and it's one that a lot of young people can relate to.
This is really making me think about the power of music to inspire change. And not just any music, but music that's rooted in something deeper, something that speaks to the heart and soul.
Right. It's not just about entertainment. It's about connection, about belonging, about finding meaning and purpose. And that's something that young people are really searching for today.
So Ruslan Katie is tapping into that. yearning for something more.
I think so. He's offering a vision of faith that's relevant, engaging, and hopeful, and he's doing it in a way that feels authentic and accessible.
That's pretty remarkable. But let's be honest. The world is full of people with good intentions.
Mm.
Not all of them achieve their goals, and some even end up doing more harm than good. What makes you think he'll succeed where others have failed?
Well, I think it comes down to a few key things. First, his willingness to be vulnerable. He's not afraid to show his flaws, to admit his mistakes, and to ask for help. That humility is disarming, and it creates a sense of trust and connection with his audience.
So no pretense of perfection.
Not at all. He's just a regular guy who happens to have a lot of talent and a strong faith, and he's not afraid to be himself even when it's messy or uncomfortable.
I could see how that would resonate with people, especially young people, who are often bombarded with images of perfection and success. It's refreshing to see someone who's real, who struggles, who makes mistakes, but who keeps trying anyway.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes him so inspiring. He's not just preaching at people, he's walking alongside them. He's saying, hey, I'm on this journey too, and I'm figuring it out as I go.
That's a powerful message. And it makes me wonder, what can other artists, Christian or not, learn from his approach?
I think there's a lot to learn. First, the importance of authenticity. People can spot a fake a mile away. So it's crucial to be genuine, to be yourself, and to let your imperfection show.
So no more putting on a facade.
Exactly. People connect with realness, with vulnerability. It's what builds trust and creates lasting relationships.
Okay, so authenticity is key. What else?
I think another important lesson is the power of vulnerability.
We've touched on that a bit already, but I'm curious to hear more about why you think it's so important.
Well, vulnerability is often seen as a weakness, but I think it's actually a strength. It takes a lot of courage to be open and honest about your struggles, your doubts, your fears.
It's definitely not easy to let your guard down, especially when you're in the public eye.
But when you do, it creates a sense of connection with your audience. They see you as a human being, someone who's going through the same things they are.
And that makes your message more relatable, more impactful.
Exactly. It's not about being perfect. It's about being real. And that's what resonates with people.
Okay. So authenticity and vulnerability. What else can artists learn from Ruslan Katie's approach?
I think another important lesson is the importance of engaging with your audience.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not enough to just create great music or art. You have to connect with your audience on a deeper level. You have to listen to them, understand their needs, and respond to their questions and concerns.
So it's about building a dialogue, a relationship.
Exactly. And that's what Ruslan KD does so well. He's constantly engaging with his fans online, answering their questions, responding to their comments, and creating a space where they feel heard and valued.
It's like he's building a movement.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's something that any artist can do regardless of their genre or platform.
So it's not just about the music. It's about the connection, the community.
Right. It's about using your art to create something bigger than yourself, something that brings people together and inspires them to make a difference in the world.
That's a powerful vision. And it makes me wonder, what is it about Ruslan KD's music that makes it so effective at building that sense of community?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. First, his music is incredibly catchy and accessible. It's got great beats, memorable hooks, and lyrics that are both relatable and thought-provoking.
So it's music that people want to listen to, even if they don't necessarily agree with his message?
Exactly. It's music that gets stuck in your head that you want to sing along to, that you want to share with your friends.
But it's also music with a deeper meaning, a message that resonates with people on a spiritual level.
Right. His music is full of hope, positivity, and encouragement. It speaks to the struggles that people are going through, but it also offers a vision of something better, something more.
It's music that uplifts, that inspires, that makes you feel like you're not alone.
Exactly. And that's a powerful thing, especially in a world that can often feel dark and divided.
It's music that builds bridges instead of walls.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's what makes Ruslan KD such an important artist. He's not just making music, he's building a movement. He's creating a community of people who are passionate about their faith and who want to make a positive impact on the world.
That's an incredible legacy to leave behind.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, what kind of impact do you think he'll have on the future of Christian music?
Well, I think he's already having a huge impact. He's shown that it's possible to be both faithful and creative, to be both grounded in your beliefs and open to new ideas.
He's breaking down barriers and pushing boundaries.
Exactly. And I think he's inspiring a new generation of Christian artists to do the same.
So he's paving the way for a more diverse and dynamic Christian music scene.
I think so. He's showing that Christian music doesn't have to be confined to a certain genre or style. It can be anything you want it to be as long as it's rooted in your faith and your passion.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, what kind of challenges do you think he'll face as he continues to grow and evolve as an artist?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges he'll face is staying true to himself.
How so?
Well, as he becomes more successful, there will be more pressure to conform, to water down his message, to appeal to a wider audience.
It's the classic dilemma of staying true to your art versus selling out.
Exactly. And it's a tough balance to strike. He'll have to be very careful not to let the success go to his head, not to lose sight of what's really important.
It sounds like it will take a lot of courage and integrity to navigate those waters.
It will, but I think he's up for the challenge. He's shown that he's got a strong sense of self, a deep faith, and a genuine desire to make a positive impact on the world.
It's inspiring to see someone so young and so driven.
It is, and I think he's got a bright future ahead of him, but we'll have to wait and see how it all unfolds.
It's amazing to think about how far he's come in such a short time, from uploading videos in his bedroom to building this whole movement. Mm-hmm. But it also makes you wonder, what's next for him? What happens when you've already achieved so much at such a young age?
That is a fascinating question. I mean, he's already achieved a level of success that most artists only dream of, but I don't think he's the type to rest on his laurels, you know?
Right.
He seems driven by something deeper. A real desire to make a difference.
So where does he go from here? Does he keep pushing the boundaries of Christian rap, or does he branch out into something completely different? Maybe start his own record label or even run for office someday?
Well, he's certainly got the charisma and the platform to do just about anything he sets his mind to.
Yeah.
But I think the most interesting question isn't what he'll do, but how he'll do it.
Right.
Will he be able to maintain this level of authenticity and integrity as his influence grows?
Yeah.
Will he stay true to his roots, or will he be tempted to compromise his values for the sake of fame and fortune?
Those are some pretty weighty questions, and I guess only time will tell how it all plays out. But I have a feeling that no matter what he does, he's going to continue to challenge the status quo and inspire people to think differently about faith, music, and the world around them.
I agree. He's a true original, and I think his story is just beginning.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with one final thought. We've talked a lot about his impact on young people.
Right.
But I wonder, what about the older generation? How are they responding to his message, and what role might he play in bridging the generational divide that seems to be widening in so many areas of our culture?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think it's safe to say that he's not everyone's cup of tea.
Right.
Some people might find his music too loud, too edgy, or too different from the traditional Christian music they grew up with.
Right. There's bound to be some resistance from those who see him as a threat to the established order. But I also think there are a lot of older people who are hungry for something more, something that speaks to the challenges and complexities of our modern world. And I think Ruslan KD might be just what they're looking for.
So he could be a bridge builder, bringing together people of different ages and backgrounds through the power of music and shared values.
I think that's definitely a possibility. He has a unique ability to connect with people on a heart level, regardless of their age, race, or background. And if he can continue to do that, I think he has the potential to make a truly profound impact on the world.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired after all of this. It's been a fascinating journey into the world of Ruslan KD, and I'm grateful for your insights.
It's been a pleasure. He's a remarkable young man, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for him.
Me too. And to our listener, thank you for sending us down this rabbit hole. I hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of who Ruslan KD is, what he stands for, and why he matters.
And if his story has sparked something in you, if it's made you think about how you can use your own talents and passions to make a difference in the world, well, then we've accomplished our mission.
That's a great place to leave it. Until next time, keep diving deep, keep exploring, and keep asking the big questions.